There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen, good day program. Thursday, the 22nd of January. Mr. McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ms. Horn is in control of her own life and her world. Such a great job there in sunny Los Angeles. Kenny Kessler is with us in charge of what's going on in the mountains outside of San Diego. So we are ready to go. So yesterday in Washington, Richie, where you are, there were thousands and thousands and thousands of anti-abortion protesters in town.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Republicans were trying to push legislation designed to please them. It was not the bill that the GOP was hoping for. Leaders had planned passage today of legislation that would criminalize most abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy, an act that would have defied a White House veto threat, but they postponed the confrontation indefinitely after concluding that they didn't have enough votes. They figured out how to count. Instead, the House is going to vote on legislation barring taxpayer funding for abortions. That's already in place, isn't it? This looks kind of symbolic. I think that's already in place. Yeah. The bill will tighten the restrictions, however, so say the Republicans, because of the health care law, the Affordable Care Act. It became easier, I guess. I never quite understood all of that. I know how my own feelings are about this. I have very strong... Richie thinks that I'm a complicated person, that I'm all over the place with my values. I have...
Yeah, this is true.
Here and there. I am very, very much opposed to abortion. I have open ideas. Listen, we all have our ideas, and we need to stick to them. I just don't think that this is the way to solve the problem. But that's me. On one hand, I say, I don't think this is cool. On the other hand, it's not my business. And so, therefore, with some people, I am inconsistent or hypocritical or yada yada, whatever it is. But that's your feeling about how I think. You're welcome to your opinion.
P.J. O'Rourke. I always liked his stance on it. I believe in abortion as long as it's retroactive.
Yeah, well, there's something to be said for that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Anyway.
With adoption, though, adoption is such a great option.
Yep, it is. It's a great option. Yep, it is. But as usual, the Republicans don't get it. So they got all of these people in town. We can make hay instead. They take them off. Anyway, so next up on the hit parade, this is from today's Up Yours department, Richie.
Okay.
Also in Washington.
Mine personally or
no,
just in general?
No, in general. This is the in general Up Yours department.
Because I'm not ready for something.
Today in the focus is House Speaker John Boehner, who defied the president by inviting the Prime Minister of Israel to come visit, stand before Congress, and make the case for the new sanctions against Iran. Something the White House said, could scuttle nuclear talks with the Iranians. Everything's a delicate balance, so they say. There is certainly more in common in thinking between Mr. Boehner and Mr. Netanyahu than there is between Mr. Obama and Mr. Netanyahu.
There's no
in point, they don't like each other. They personally don't like each other. And so you can say what you will about either or all of the conversations between them, but I just thought it was interesting. I don't know what the context is other than Boehner said, okay, up yours. He's coming to talk. You won't talk to
typically,
him?
Yeah. I mean, this is the first because typically the House Speaker doesn't get to do stuff like that.
No, right. All right, so here's yet another problem for the police. The police want us to believe that it's everybody else's fault all the time. Now, yet another circumstance in which we find that not all police are perfect. Most police are good. Some police are terrific. Some are just plain wonderful. Others need to not be in a uniform. Such is the case, I believe, with this dash cam footage that you can see today all over the place. Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong. It shows this police shooting and killing a man who stepped out of a car with his hands up. The reason he got shot is because he was told to not move. He got out of the car, put his hands up, and he got shot. So what do you do with that? How do you quell, I don't know, frankly, well, we have the one situation where there's the race problem that exists, but how do you shoot a guy who clearly, on the video, has his hands up? What's he doing, reaching for the sky because there's a gun up there? How do you do that? How do you have police that are... That, and people are going to say, wow, it's a tough job, and they're afraid, so they shoot first and ask questions later. Jesus, I hope I don't encounter any police anywhere. This is the kind of stuff that makes people want to stay as far away from the police. Now, maybe the net result is you'll be good girls and boys. You won't speed. You won't steal things. You won't do anything that's antisocial, because if you do, you'll get shot if somebody happens to catch you wearing a uniform. Okay, make holes in my argument if you would like. Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, you...
I need to look at the story a little bit.
Yeah, I haven't watched the video yet.
Kenny, you have. Kenny, go ahead.
No, I don't understand what the police... And this was a traffic stop for a car that... It was either speeding or it ran a stop sign.
Hmm.
In
New Jersey.
In Bridgeton, New Jersey.
Okay.
And the... Police told I think this was the passenger to freeze, and I think the door was already open, but he had his hands up, and they just opened fire on him.
Yeah. Did they think he was someone else? Do we know any of that yet?
So even if he was,
no, I'm not making excuses. I'm just asking the question: were they in pursuit of somebody else, and this was like a confusion thing? I mean,
that hasn't been released.
Does that make a difference?
It seems that this was just a routine traffic stop.
Yeah.
I'm seeing right here when one of the officers warned his partner that he could see a gun in the glove compartment.
Mm-hmm. The guy's already out of the car with his hand up.
No. He was in the car. The guy, the way this story that I'm looking at reads, is the guy was driving. He ran a stop sign. It was dark. The partner of one of the officers thought he saw a gun in the glove box.
Was there a gun in the glove
box? And he said, don't move, show me your hand. He would scream at the guy in the passenger seat. The officer reached into the car and appeared to remove a silver handgun. Then the passenger, despite being warned repeatedly not to move, stepped out of the Jaguar, his hands raised above shoulder level, and the officers opened fire, killing him.
So this is the driver or the passenger?
It's the passenger.
So the police reached in over this guy to get the gun out of the glove box?
It says the passenger, right, despite being warned repeatedly not to move, stepped out of the Jaguar, his hands raised above shoulder level. So he moved when he
was
told not to.
Is this the best way to fix the problem? Is this the best? If you take the gun out of the car and then you shoot the guy?
No,
he
did not take the gun out. He was going in to try to take the gun out of the car.
And the guy
was told not to move. He got out of the car. This gets back to, if this is true, and again, we have to see how the facts come out. But if this is true, this goes back to my point about all of these things. No one knows how to be arrested in this country. Hmm. And the minute they start trying to resist or they do not follow orders is the minute all of this starts to go down.
Yeah. Well,
it's no good.
I'm
both sides.
We're having too much of this. It's just way too much of this stuff. So, anyway, where you throw your mud against the wall, whatever sticks. I just think there's way too much of it. Way too much. And the police, to their credit, if that's the way I'm going to put it, the essence of the job in that circumstance, tense, especially with all of the other hyper publicity to what's going on, all of that being considered, I still think from what I saw, and I admittedly watched it very quickly and made up my mind very quickly, that this was just something wrong here. in the specifics of this incident and in general, the feelings that we have of tension between the police and those who are here to protect and serve us. The police are here to protect and serve. We are not to serve them. They are to serve us.
One of the guys spent 13 years in prison for shooting at three state troopers when he was a teenager.
Did they know that when they shot him? That's why they shot him, because he spent 13 years in jail because he shot at a police officer. That's the reason to shoot him?
I don't know whether they knew that at the time. Drug possession and obstruction charges.
Back to all of those things may be true. Every single thing about what we're hearing is
these
true.
These stories about people that have never done anything wrong.
Right.
No, there's always somebody.
These stories about people who have some kind of a past.
Oh, right. Yep.
Innocent man gets shot, but he shot at a cop three times when he was a teenager, and he's been charged for drug possession several times.
But does that mean he should be killed now?
No.
But it means when you get pulled over, you got to follow directions. I don't care how mad you are, how you don't understand. If a man with a gun is telling you to do something, you do it.
If they don't speak English, there's another big problem. What happens if you don't speak English and the guy says in English and you don't speak English?
You get his ID and you pull it and you see a rap sheet like this. That's going to make you suspect.
So you think all that stuff was done before they shot this guy?
I don't know.
You don't know. How do you know it wasn't?
This happened in 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Right.
There's something wrong here. 18 after the hour and good day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
It's gonna go away. All right. Looks like one-hit wonder time here on Good Day. You already should know who this lady is. It's a big song. She has a big voice and a big reputation. Who is this? Take a lot of love, Richard. Change things.
Tons of love.
No, my God. Jennifer has a lot of love. You want to share some of it with us, Jen?
I do. I love you all. I don't know who's singing this, but I do know this.
Oh, come on. But you can reduce some of Jennifer's volume. My eardrum just went south.
I can do something.
Really? How do you like that, Kenny? My
beautiful.
What do you mean, wow?
What a gift.
Talking about me or her?
You.
Oh, thank you. That's funny. Your father said the same thing. 888-302-3684. Sounds called A Lot of Love. This lady's from Helena, Montana.
Picked up on that by
right,
now.
It's called, yeah. So, if you know who this lady is, look at the action here, Richie. If you know who this lady is, you, when you get on the air, will become eligible for our drawing, which is, a couple of weeks away, February 6th, for a 4-day, 3-night luxury stay for two adults and two children to one of the three beaches resorts located in the Turks and Caicos or in Jamaica. You'll be able to choose, Mon, where you want to go. All I have to do to fit into that group, it's an exclusive Doug Steffen club, if you will, is figure out who this lady is. Her family moved to Kansas City. She attended three semesters at the University of Missouri and waited tables as well before she pursued her career in music. Settled in San Francisco, worked at a record store while volunteering her talents at the Bay Area Bluegrass Music Festival. She actually became friends with Emmylou Harris and Linda Ronstadt, who then introduced her to Neil Young.
Oh, wow.
He was looking for a young woman at the time, a young vocalist. That's right. He was looking for
it. It wasn't.
Yeah, thank you. Next week after she met him, she and Linda Ronstadt began a successful session singing career with Mr. Young under the name of The Bullets. Neil brought this lady to Nashville, recorded her as a solo artist on his composition, Lot of Love. So Neil wrote this song. I did not know that. I knew some of the other stuff here, but I didn't know that Neil Young wrote this song. Lot of Love was an instant success. Big, big song in the pop music charts, but it was the only one. And she was hailed by Rolling Stone as the best female vocalist of 1978. This song was number one, by the way, during this week in 1978, to put it into perspective. You know who it is? 888-302-DOUG. Her second single was called Rumba Girl. It hit number 48 on the charts, and so that was the end of her career, at least as a pop recording artist. Now, she switched gears, achieved moderate success as a country singer. She died in 1997 because she was a drug abuser. What a shame. My God.
Really?
People's careers, yeah. Drugs overdose, drug usage, yeah.
I see cerebral edema triggered by liver failure. That could be definitely tied to drugs.
Hi, Connie is on the Good Day program. Morning, Connie. How are you doing? Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Judge.
Hi. How are you doing? You feeling well?
I love you.
I love you, too.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah. Would you spread that around? Tell everybody, including Rich, that I'm lovable?
I will.
Tell Rich I'm a lovable guy. Would you please tell him I'm lovable? I'm adorable.
Tell me all the reasons you love Doug.
There you go. Email Rich at DougStefan.com. Yeah. Send it to CanadaDougStefan.com.
By the way, I'm looking at Nicolette Larson's death. You know what drugs she was addicted to?
Did you already tell us it was Nicolette Larson, Connie?
Oh. Yes.
Well, she knows it.
Yes.
Nice job, Richie.
Connie. Good save. Okay, Connie, you just save Richie. All right, anyway, yes, go ahead, Richie. You got 5 seconds.
Valium and Tylenol.
Ooh.
Oh.
Wow.
Really?
Tylenol
PM.
All right, fun. So, Connie, you get qualified for our drawing to go to the Beaches Resorts. Congratulations. Hold on a second. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is dreaming common in dogs? You know, just like people, dogs do dream. Dogs, however, tend to dream with more action and for shorter times than most people. Many dogs will move their whiskers and their lips and make licking and chewing motions as they are actually dreaming. They may paddle their feet almost like they're running. Their eyelids may also twitch, and you may see their eyes moving back and forth rapidly under their eyelids. Some dogs will actually vocalize, making little yips or howls. Some people have seen these behaviors when their dog was dreaming and thought there was a form of a seizure. If a dog is dreaming, he can be easily awakened by calling his name or patting him on the shoulder. I often wonder what they're dreaming about. Sometimes I see smiles on their faces, and their feet are going, and their eyes are moving. It's kind of like they're chasing that rabbit or rolling around in their own field of dreams. Dogs do dream, and if they've had positive experiences, I have to assume they have positive dreams, but sometimes dogs will have nightmares. Then it's up to the guardian to be really, really gentle. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Good day program, 33 at the hour. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, or in another order, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Rich McFadden here to discuss the issues of the day, the things that are going on. Legal experts interested in the Officer Darren Wilson case, the shooting death of Michael Brown. You all remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I promised not to go where I went in the last half hour and discussing problems with the police. However, I find it interesting the news that came out late last night as to the FBI investigation. You all heard the local prosecutor said, not enough evidence, we can't indict Darren Wilson. And then certain interests got all worked up about it. What do you mean there's not enough information? Okay, so the FBI, controlled by the White House, right? Would you say is that too tight? The FBI, the people that administer the FBI are part of this administration, yes or no?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Sure. So they investigate the shooting in Ferguson. They say their investigation is complete, and they find there is not enough evidence to charge Officer Wilson with a federal crime. The crime would be violating Michael Brown's civil rights. So now what? The final report isn't done yet. So there's a report, and then there's a final
Well,
report and a report on top of a report.
So the FBI investigates and makes their recommendation.
Yeah.
But Eric Holder and his civil rights chief, Vanita Gupta, they get the final say as to whether the Justice Department closes the case.
Yep. Yeah. All right. The folks in Tokyo getting a little nervous about these two guys that the ISIS militants have say they're going to kill the two of them unless they get $200 million. Not likely the Japanese are going to come up with the $200 million. We've all seen the video. Well, we haven't all seen the video. There's been a lot of talk about the video that came out a couple of days ago. The two Japanese guys in the orange, in the new black jumpsuits. What is the name of that show? Orange is the New Black?
Yeah.
Orange is the New Black.
Just as an aside, what is that all about?
A women's.
I got that. Well, what does it mean, orange is the new black? Instead of wearing black,
well, you know, like they always say, like pink is the new black. Because black is like the basic fashion for everybody. Like everybody loves black.
Orange
it's a
is
basic. So now they might say, oh, pink is the new black.
So is that a clever title to the TV show?
That's okay.
Provocative, makes you think?
I don't know if it's provocative. It's just, it tells you that there's women. This is something about women who are now living a new life in prison, I guess, kind of, right?
Well, but you know as well as I do that there are certain things that might go on in a man's mind thinking about what would go on in a woman's prison.
Well, and it does. This show is very sexual. And,
oh, is it? Okay.
Yes.
All right. I just didn't want to go down the wrong road.
A big bunch of pervs.
I have a tendency to go down the wrong road from time to time, and I certainly don't want to do that, make any assumptions whatsoever about what goes on in that woman's prison. We all know it's true blue. It's time for us to do our time. What is it? What's the expression? Something about doing time. There's a... You don't have time to do the time, man. Must have lost that.
If you don't do the crime,
that's it. Thank you.
If you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
See how wonderfully well Richie understands my mind?
Our minds are in sync.
He was there. Yep. On top of it.
That was beautiful. Twins separated at birth.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
83 years apart. Okay, Jay Leno. Names in the news today.
Hold on, Jay Leno. Before you pass on from the Japanese things, I'm skimming through this this story.
Yeah.
The Japanese prime minister keeps reiterating to the ISIS people,
"We're going
to
come get you."
No. Yeah, sure. We said that we would give $200 million towards the effort, but our money is not going towards military purposes.
We're helping people out.
It's humanitarian purposes only that our money will be spent.
That's a good point.
Like helping refugees.
Jennifer, did you hear that? He made a good point.
I know. I heard that. You're very nice for pointing it out.
Very nice. Yeah, it was good for pointing it out.
I look at the article.
Kenny, you got that?
I did.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
Interesting.
Jay Leno. By the way, Jennifer's television report in just a few minutes. Jay Leno speaking out about Bill Cosby. Interesting Q&A. He was... at the National Association of Television Program Executives this week in Miami. He was the guest. He was being interviewed by another TV person. I don't know who it was, but not important. I don't know why it's so hard to believe women, he said. You go to Saudi Arabia, you need two women to testify against a man. In this case, against Bill Cosby, you need 25. Leno also said that this whole Cosby thing wouldn't have come about without comedian Hannibal Buress. Remember is that how you pronounce the name? Buress, right?
Buress.
Called Cosby a rapist during one of his stand-ups. The whole thing went crazy, went viral. I remember the next day, I was standing up, I think I said to Kenny, who the heck is this guy? And why is he running around?
And he had a world of hate on him.
Yeah.
Until
it turned out that maybe there was something to it.
Dirty now.
All right, also in the news today is Hope Solo, no relation to Han.
Weirdo lately, right?
That I know of. She's, who is she related to? Not Han Solo.
No, not Han Solo. No, she's an Olympic athlete.
Right. Suspended from the U.S. women's national team. She's the goalkeeper. She's out for 30 days. The soccer people did not specify the reason. Seemed to me there was, in the back of my mind now, I'm pulling out something. About her, she got into
stabbed or
this most recent one is that she was a passenger in a car that her husband, former Seattle Seahawks tight end Jeremy Stevens, was arrested in.
Right.
And they were like, they were pulling the "Do you know who we are?" card.
Right.
But you know, she just got in trouble not too long ago. I mean, less than a year ago, for getting into an altercation with her nephew and her sister. I think.
Did you ever try to pull that, Richie? Do you know who I am? Did you ever say to anybody, do you know
Nobody
who
cares.
I am?
Yeah.
Nobody cares. I'll tell you what I do pull, though.
What's that?
My brother's a cop here in D.C.
Right.
I have pulled out the the Washington, D.C. police challenge coin.
Really?
And I have handed the cell phone to an officer and said, can you chat with my brother for just 1 second? I've absolutely pulled that card.
Have you?
Yeah.
And
just
did
once.
It be any good?
It worked.
Okay.
It worked. But it was funny because my brother started getting in cahoots with the cop that pulled me over.
Really?
And they decided they want to have a little fun with me.
Ah,
perfect. And this was years ago, but yeah. It was fun.
Right. Okay, let's, speaking of fun, New England Patriots still in the forefront of sports news. If they are found to be responsible for deflating their balls below the minimum pressure per square inch required by the NFL, they will have their two playoff opponents to thank for it. According to the reports, the Baltimore Ravens tipped off the Indianapolis Colts. Ah, this makes it more interesting.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't just do it last weekend. They've been doing it.
As the football term.
So why didn't the Ravens, Richie, why didn't the Ravens go to the officials and complain like the Colts did?
I'll tell you why. Aaron Rodgers and several other quarterbacks have come out, and several other players have come out and says everybody manipulates.
What, the Tampa Bay guy Brad Johnson said people paid off to modify footballs?
It's just happens all the time.
Really?
So why it got picked up now as opposed to during the Ravens game or a year ago or whatever. And I mean, quite honestly, some of the Colts receivers and running backs were coming out yesterday on Twitter saying they could have played with a bar of soap and they would have beat us. we just weren't good enough that
day.
I don't know that I think that's an image that you want to hold in your hand about a bunch of football players in the showers.
I think what we need, what we're going to learn now, is that that this happens quite often.
All right, so it's a big day, big day.
You know what?
Super Bowl 23 on this date, 1989, Miami is the scene of a Super Bowl game between San Francisco and Cincinnati. 49ers win it 20-16. That must have been a good game. Most of them, when they're that close. Joe Montana was the quarterback versus Boomer Esiason.
Oh, Boomer.
Cincinnati.
Welcome boy here in D.C.
Well, yeah, he comes from Cincinnati.
He played in Cincinnati. He went to University of Maryland and grew up around here.
Are you challenging me in my
information? No, I'm just offering you additional information.
Are you challenging
my
me?
My information?
Right on football? I would never do that.
He's just augmenting your information.
Oh, good. Thank you. It's nice to know that. Nice to know that he cares.
A little sensitive today, isn't he?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm being careful about my throat.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, why?
I'm being careful about my throat. There is a little something in the air here, so I'm drinking my tea and my lemon and my honey, trying to keep it so that you can't tell. My throat has got and I can do a commercial to prove that everything is okay. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, you have heard me and many of the doctors who are on this program with me, Dr. Ken Crona is one of them, talk about the value and the virtue of Heart Factors Plus. Ingredients that boost the nitric oxide levels in your system using arginine to open up. That's an amino acid. Works on your system to keep all of the blood flowing safely and naturally, which is what you want. You need cardiovascular health. You need to get the blood to your muscles, to your heart, to your brain. You hear me? I love that phraseology. You hear me? Every time I talk about Heart Factors Plus, I say the same thing. It's all about getting the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your heart. Because what do you have if you don't have a good, healthy heart and blood in your muscles to keep you going and strong and in your brain, make sure that your brain can work as well as Richie's and Jennifer's and Kenny's and mine? You want to be just like us when you grow up, right?
Yes.
Call 800-577-8560. Risk-free trial of Heart Factors Plus helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Too high brings them down. Just right keeps them there. That's what you want. And improves overall circulation. Most popular supplement ever discussed on this program, Heart Factors Plus. And now, when you call 800-577-8560, is that too fast, Jennifer? Do I need to go slower?
One more time.
800-577-8560. You'll get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. You'll get, when you mention my name, a free bottle of the CoQ10 and fish oil from it. So, Richie, when you call that number and mention my name, you will be taken care of better than if you were to call that number.
Julie Stevens.
Mention your name.
Okay.
All right. 800-577-8560. Doodly. Who's calling Doodly? Doodly? Parsons every once in a while.
Dude.
Doodly, yes.
Doodly.
Doodly, 800-577-8560. Remember, the product Heart Factors Plus, remember how well it'll help take care of your body, and remember how to get it, 800-577-8560.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and law number 3030.
Hi, I'm lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg. The leading resolution that people make for the new year is to lose weight, but oftentimes we find that we're failing because of the fact that we're cutting out the things that we love most, when really it's all about moderation so that we don't overindulge. And that is why I love these Coca-Cola mini cans. They are perfectly portioned so that we can enjoy the things that we love, but still be friendly to our waistline, and they come in the favorite flavor, classic Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, Sprite, and Coke Zero. Now, Jimmy Dean Delights offers busy moms a delicious and great tasting way to start the day without the guilt. That includes breakfast bowls and sandwiches, fully cooked links and patties that are made from 100% chicken sausage. Now it's time to put that fitness plan in place, and I cannot get to Planet Fitness quick enough, because for only $10 a month, you can become a member. And a non-intimidating workout environment that they call the judgment-free zones. They also have top-of-the-line brand name equipment. And you can find out about all of these wonderful products at facebook.com/videopump.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57
channels and nothing on. In the ballpark,
we're going to have a round of applause for the Dunkster. Off of the air.
Doug always gets the facts right.
That's right.
Yeah, guys. In the ballpark.
Rob Lowe is going back to NBC. How exciting is that, Jen Jen?
Yes, it is a show that sounds like it's got your name written all over it, Dougie. It's ordered. NBC has ordered 10 episodes of Apocalypse.
Right.
The story of the Good Day show. It's a new dramedy.
A dramedy.
Yeah, you know,
sounds
drama,
like
coming
to take for a cold.
Right. I'm going to take some dramedy when I don't want to get seasick. Right. It stars Rob Lowe, Megan Mullally, Jenna Fisher from The Office, and Matthew Bateman. He was in The Wrong Mans. And it's an out-of-the-box, or they say wholly original project that offers just the right combination of both high drama and humor.
Mm,
nice. Yes, it's set against the backdrop of apocalyptic chaos, easy for me to say.
Are those commercials he's doing right now the funniest thing you've seen in a while?
I'm Meathead Rob Lowe. Yeah, they're very funny.
They are hysterical.
Now, a show that I love is The Voice, and it's coming back for season number 8. The premiere of The Voice is February 23rd, but we have here a Good Day exclusive.
Wow.
The season celebrity mentors. Can you deal with it?
Okay, Jen.
All right, Lionel Richie is going to be back. He helped Team Christina season 2, I think. He's going to be back for Team Pharrell Williams.
Here's how to get all your songs in dentist chairs and elevators.
There you go. Ellie Goulding will mentor Team Adam Levine. Hashtag who cares.
Right.
Nick Jonas, oh boy, Joe Bro, will handle Team Christina Aguilera. And here we go. My perfect pairing. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Megan Trainor. Because I'm really all about that bass.
About
that
bass.
With my boyfriend, Team Blake Shelton. Come on. Who's going to win that again?
That's funny.
I predict. Yeah. Yes. They're going to come in to the competition after the blind audition. So you can watch for that. All right. NBC also made the announcement. They've been busy. This is TCA. Announced Tuesday they will live stream the Super Bowl for free this year. Network will give consumers access to 11, count them, 11 continuous hours of streaming content. But not having to log on to Super Bowl Sunday. The streaming access
commercials.
Mm-hmm. Will begin at 12 p.m. on February 1st for pregame coverage and continues throughout the day. And then after the Super Bowl, you can watch The Blacklist.
One of the things the Super Bowl has to have apparently every year is a commercial with a lot of old NFL heroes in it.
Yes, of course.
Right? First-time Super Bowl advertiser Wix.com, which is an oil filtration system for your car, created a 30-second Super Bowl spot with five greats. Brett Favre. Terrell Owens.
Yeah.
Emmitt Smith.
Right.
Larry Allen. And Franco Harris.
Franco!
Yeah.
Cool.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 53 minutes after the hour. Lots of things are going on the farm, and I have something that may interest and intrigue you in just a matter of moments, a laboratory story. You like that? A laboratory story. Yes, I believe we have not found Tom Kreidler, Richie. Is that correct?
So we have not.
Normally we find Mr. Kreidler at this point, but now he has the disappointing fate of not being heard on the program. So we'll go into the laboratory in a moment here on Good Day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Spring is closer than you think. Sam Adams Cold Snap is back.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex, spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing.
And refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a pretty busted mask. We're sponsored.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, most of you know that Doug Steffen is a dairy farmer. No secret there. You can always go to my...
You're always milking
website.
That. Thank you. Tip your wages, as everybody.
So, yesterday, I got a call from a PBS television producer who is going to do a segment. He's going to do a four-part series on cows, milk...
One for each of their stomachs.
Meat... Yeah, that's good. The way cows are raised, the way they're handled, why they're raised, and what happens to them at the end of their service or shelf life.
Why is she talking to you?
Because I do not slaughter my cows.
Okay, so she knows you're the anomaly.
Well, she did, yes. And she didn't. I didn't know until I got a call that three or four vets that she's investigating, not investigating, but she's talking to at different schools of veterinary medicine all knew about me. And the fact that I don't do what everybody else does, I do not slaughter my cows at the end of their lives. So she's going to do this weekend, a sit-down piece with me, and then go around the farm, and it'll be interesting to see where it shows up. The reason I'm talking about that is because there's some research today that comes from Nebraska, where scientists are using surgery and new breeding techniques to re-engineer the beef cow to change the meat industry. As far as farmers who are beefers are concerned, the benefits could be huge. Animals that produce more offspring more frequently, bigger animals, and it costs less to raise them. This is the complete definition of the factory farm. Pigs will have more piglets, 14 on average instead of 8. That's under this new engineered sort of surgical way of enhancing not only cattle, but pigs.
This stuff freaks me out,
chickens.
Man.
Let's see here. What else? Lambs. They're trying. The veterinarians are... And this is something that just came out. They had one lamb that delivered 25 bodies.
Right. Well, and how many of those bodies were deformed?
Well... That's probably not their concern. What they're concerned with is growing as much stuff as fast.
Who cares if it's got six legs as long as it's 200 pounds and we can get 14 pork chops out of it.
Exactly.
Quantity.
Yep. So this research is going on. Now, after they do the livestock, next up is fish. And then there are some who are working on this that are trying to figure out how they can do it with raspberries or with anything that grows.
And modifying it all.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what this is all about. This is the New York Times.
But we drive it.
Yeah, of course we do.
We drive it. I drive their need, desire to make more.
Well, but there are some quicker. Who are resisting this. The locavore movement rails against this sort of thing, and well, they should.
Yeah, we all still go out to TGI Fridays and look for that $10 steak.
Where do you think it came from? Or that cheap piece of chicken you get.
Right.
And whatever that is.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.